It's better to give than receive has a nice ring to it, but can it be proven? We'll share some evidence today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-933-1785. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-933-1785. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-933-1785. 1-800-933-1785.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 16th, the 350th day of the year. Germany's World War II counteroffensive, the Battle of the Bulge, began on this day in 1944. Researchers studying the psychology of gift-giving say the custom comes with some very complex connotations. In making us think about others and what's important to them, the act of giving can strengthen bonds and social relationships. Opting out of exchanging gifts make the holidays easier, but we may also be shortchanging ourselves, creating isolation from family and weakening social relationships. In other words, the real gift is allowing others the gift of gift-giving, or as someone put it more eloquently, it really is the thought that counts. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always learn more online. Just go to almanac.com.